to you. Good day. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. It is Thursday, the 22nd of June, 2023. And it's the first podcast that I've done this year. My last podcast was in October, and I have been MIA. In hiding, getting myself together, thinking over my life and all the possibilities, disappointments. But anyway, it's Moni, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E, and it's Moni Uncut, and I got my coffee here, and I'll be sipping, and you might hear some rain in the background, because it's raining, so. I hope you guys are really enjoying your life right now. I don't know what you're doing or where you're at, but I hope you're living your best life. I hope you're trying new things, doing new things. This is season 5 for me. My intentions with season 1 was not really necessarily to get to season 5, but I'm already here. I started this literally in 2018. Like, just telling my life story and where I was. So where I was then and where I am today, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, is all different. I've completely just turned everything around, like, thoughts and everything. And I'm still growing. I'm still growing. I've grown a lot. I've encountered a lot. And I'm just here to kind of give you guys some insight, a little bit, because, you know, I'm secretive or whatever. I don't really tell a whole lot of stuff that's going on in my life, but I do want to encourage everybody to keep pushing no matter what. Like I said, this is season 5, and I never intended for it to get really past season 1. I just needed to have an outlet of what was going on in my life, and to go ahead and be able to look back and listen to my first season, to where I was and to how broken I was, and knowing that I was going to get to a better place, just I wanted to have that documentation, and I wanted people to actually see it starts somewhere. It starts at the beginning, like where you're at. If you want to see yourself move forward, you gotta start somewhere. So I started I was underneath the ground when I started. I felt like I was underneath. That was, But I said I'm gonna document this process, because what a lot of people do is they don't document while they're there. They start documenting when they've already reached the pinnacle, and then people are like, well, how did you get there? They want to see your process. And that's what I needed to do. That was like my biggest focus. I've always seen people, oh yeah, I went through this and I went through that and I went through that. But it wasn't, you know, you didn't hear that in their voice. You didn't feel that pain in their voice at that moment that they were experiencing that, because, you know, nobody had necessarily documented like I chose to. But anyways, enough of that. The past 8 months have been just a learning process, learning her for me. I've learned so much about myself, and I've learned some things that I've wanted to do. I've taken up a new skill that has actually, it's a skill that I use that I could also use in my daily life. It's like a skill not for your life. It's the skill to make money, but it also, like, it just makes sense for, you know, just living a day-to-day life. Like the name of this podcast is No FOMO. And FOMO is the fear of missing out. And a lot of people, we hold on to things because we have fear of missing out on it. But sometimes, and I have posted this, sometimes we have to either let go or take a step back to move forward. sometimes we just have to, even though it's hard, it feels like it might not be the best decision. But at the end of the day, sometimes we gotta feel like we gotta, I don't wanna say lose to win, but kind of. We have to let go of what we thought belonged to us, or what we thought was what we wanted or what we needed. We have to just let go and just remember the foundation of who we are and move forward with that. Because being scared of missing out will only allow you to miss out. It can make things worse for you. So yeah, I learned that with what I'm doing is learning trading. So if you're not familiar with FOMO, traders talk about fear missing out. Anyway, I'm really excited about my life now. Like, I'm moving forward with my art stuff. I have some opportunities coming up that I've been working towards. It's been like some, I don't want to say years in the making, but kind of, because I've been working towards this art thing for a long time. I have some things that are happening right now that I'm excited about. So I just want to be encouraging to people, all you guys out there, everybody who listens, so don't be afraid to let go. One, you can't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to try new things. Because a lot of things that I am doing now, I was scared to do before. But now I'm at a point to where, like, you know, there's nothing. What do I got to lose? You know, with my artwork, I was scared, so scared that people were just gonna like take my artwork, and I don't know, that fear, like, my artwork thing was crazy, because that could hold you back, fear of my artwork and my music. And now, like, I'm working towards putting both out. I am putting together some music, because I'm gonna put it on my website and have you guys go, and I'm trying to figure out how, I just need to figure out how you guys can either vote for it or comment on it to which one I should put out next, because I want to involve the people who listen to me, follow me, and like my music. I want to get you guys involved so I can know which songs to put out next. But that's a learning curve for me, because I've never done it like that. I thought about doing it live, but then if I do it live, then they're gonna like be like, does this music belong to you, and cut me off or not allow me to save it. So I was trying to find the best way to do that. And yeah, so I'm working on my art and my music and my life, and hopefully, like, doing this process of me doing these things for me and loving me and not settling for less of me, then I will find that man that will be everything that I expect and more. I know it's a process about life, and I've always looked at having a spouse and mate as being like top priority for me, because it's something that I always look forward to having, and being a wife and being able to like have a family, a loving, happy family that got along, play together, love together, grew together. Just that's like been just something that I've always wanted. And for a while I had got depressed, and I was depressed that, you know, because every year you're getting older and then you don't have anybody, And then it was like, how long is it going to take when you finally get somebody to for me to be able to trust them and move forward? And so I've had all these kind of things going on in my head as far as relationships. And so I held on to thoughts of relationships that didn't hold on to me because of fear of missing out. I was scared that if I don't, you know, pursue this, then maybe I won't have another opportunity, or, and that person was not into me, it wasn't going to work. You could see that it was obvious that, you know, there was tension. Now, some of these experiences have come back around full circle, and these people are like, you know, ringing my phone now, text messaging, because I mean, I know I'm a good woman. There's no doubts about that. I'm not saying I'm the best and I'm the prettiest and I know the most or I'm the richest or anything. But when it comes to wanting to make the family good and man happy and we live in a good, nice, wholesome home with positivity, that's who I am. Communication, like, I want it to be the best that it can be. So I'm, you know, always willing to let's talk about it and move forward. But so people, and I looked at it like the people I dealt with, we're not ready for that. So when I, you know, but I did hold on to some of the things a little bit longer than what I should have, like, because thinking that, like I said, fear of missing out, getting older, maybe this is what I need to be a part of. But now I look at it like, you know, God's got me. And as long as I'm pushing forward with what I want, I got my thing, you know, what I want in my mind, with family, relationship, man, whatever, you know, knowing what I want, I just got to keep pushing forward. I can't have fear of missing out. I can't be scared of that. I can't be scared of not having kids. The Bible says, and I ain't trying to be all super spiritual, but I do take some things from the Bible and apply them to my life, and I don't think that we're supposed to live in fear. So, because the Bible says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, then I'm going to focus on, I'm not going to be fearful about whether I get married tomorrow or whether I have a kid. That's something that's in my desire, but I can't be fearful about it. So, I don't want to be fearful about these things. I just want to know that I'm going to get it in the end. So, I don't want to have fear of missing out. Anyways, that's what my point is with these things that I'm saying now. No fear. Stop being fearful about making a decision to marry that person, or because sometimes we find somebody, we just scared because of past situations or what we think could possibly happen, because people out here today are shady. I mean, do your due diligence, and like, if you need to get counseling, then get counseling. I promise that's what I plan on doing. You know, next time, I want some counseling. I want, there's certain things that would have to be done because I want longevity with whatever I get into, business, relationships, or whatever. I don't want it just to be like throwing shit around and but anyway, I hope y'all are doing amazing. I mean, I hope y'all have been looking in the mirror and telling yourself you're beautiful, amazing, sexy, super smart, living your best life, focused, energetic, healthy. I hope you're doing that and staying focused on your goals and making shit happen, because life will definitely pass you by and you won't even realize it. Like I said, it's been 5 years since I started this. 5 years. This is season 5. Y'all. But anyways, about to get out here and get onto my artwork. I'm working on this project that I'm excited about. Excited. And hopefully I can get my Pro Tools to work so I can edit this music, so I can get this stuff out there for YouTube, because I mean, I love listening and playing and recording my music, and I really want to get it to the world for y'all to hear. So I hope y'all have a great day. I hope y'all do everything you desire and need to do today to get moving forward with the rest of your life. So y'all be blessed and be happy and smile and laugh and do all the positive things. Don't allow nothing negative to come and take your joy or take your day. You get that in check right when something bad is starting to happen. You start feeling your emotions and whatever flare up. You say, no. You stop the whole stop and stop everything. And then rearrange your thoughts and focus on good, positive, amazing things that you desire, that you want, that you see, that you feel. And do not allow this negative world to get you caught up in all the negative fears. I'm trying to not cuss as much. I'm trying, but we'll see. Anyways, I hope you have a great day. Remember, go to miouxnie.com. I'm gonna be posting some stuff on there. I hope you have a great day. It's Moni.